Hi there, and welcome to the Homestead Education Podcast. Do you have a homestead, farm, or just dream of a rural life? This is a show to help you and your kids grow your own food and grow as a person. I'm your host, Cody Hanner. I'm a homesteader, homeschool mama six, and small town enthusiast. I was raised by an old school rancher and blessed by the grace of God to have been exposed to so much of what rural life has to offer. Join me every week to talk about homesteading, homeschooling, and growth with a homestead education. Hi, welcome back. I just want to remind you that you can get all of my homestead science books on my website for a new way of teaching agriculture to today's youth and aspiring homesteaders by focusing on small-scale farming and self-sufficiency. By the way, if you're a school or co-op and need invoicing, please feel free to reach out to me directly. Hi, everyone. Holy moly. I am running on an 18-hour day. It is 10 o'clock at night. I flew in from Nashville I left Nashville at 4 o'clock this morning, which is 2 o'clock my time on the West Coast. And I am just now getting home after a rough day. And wanted to make sure that I got a podcast out because I really wanted to talk to you guys about a couple of things. But I'm wiped out. So if you're watching this on YouTube, like I have some like no makeup, frizzy hair, and look like I've been up for a bazillion hours. So if you want to see some raw Cody, like pop over to YouTube, you can see the disaster behind me and the disaster that is me. So I hope that really sold you on, you know, hopping over to YouTube and like seeing all of this. But the reason I went ahead and decided I want to record is I'm actually turning around and heading out for another conference like almost immediately. So this was like my only chance to hop on and talk to you guys about the most amazing experiences that I have when I'm on the road, especially ones like this conference that I was at this last weekend, which was the Women's Homestead Society conference that the Miller Homestead, Angela Miller, hosts every year in Tennessee. I actually had Angela on the podcast last year, and I probably should have like written down a number for you, but I didn't. It was right around this time last year. I guess, well, her conference was in March last year, so it was probably like in February of last year that I had her on. I think it was called like Growing Community or something like that. So yeah, if you want to hop off over that and check that out, I'll try to link it in the show notes after I'm done recording. But yeah, she puts on an amazing event every year, and that's what I wanted to come on and talk to you about, even though I've had like pure exhaustion, but it's that beautiful pure exhaustion that I just can't wait to share with you. But first, we have, you know, just got to get through all the stuff. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is for the first time ever, you know, almost 110 episodes in, running 2 years strong, going on 200,000 downloads, I am offering sponsorship or ad spots on my podcast. This is the first time I've ever done this, the first time I've been willing to really go down this road. And that's because I've had some businesses approach me lately that are interested in it. And I, you know, I'm only going to pick, you know, I mean, there's definitely like an application process for this because I really want all the businesses that I promote to be something that follows the niches and values of the homestead education, that also, you know, there's certain things like, you know, you would need to have a product or a service that can serve at minimum a nationwide level, if not, you know, also covering like Canada and stuff like that, where a lot of my listener base is. But being a small business myself and knowing the cost of advertising and how much, just, you know, like, you know, trying to make, you know, make that budget and that type of thing. I have these ad spots that they're really low cost. I just wanted to make sure that I was being able to be there for the small businesses that have like been there for me as well. So if this is something that you're interested in, I don't know if I'm pitching it amazingly after, 4 hours of sleep and then being up for 18 hours and traveling across the country, but I just have been so excited to share this news because I'm, like I said, able to offer something to the small businesses that I didn't wasn't always able to even afford myself when I was looking to be able to advertise and get my name out there. So now I'd like to be able to offer that in a low cost way. And so if you want more information and apply for a spot, go ahead and you can go to the homesteadeducation.com/podcast-sponsor. I will also link that in the show notes, or you can, go to hello, send an email to hello@thehomesteadeducation.com. So super excited to start talking to everybody who's interested in an ad spot. And really excited to hear about like your guys' products and services, because I know that there's so many of you out there that just have amazing, amazing things to offer. So with that, it brings me to the topic of my conversation this week. And that's that I just went to the Women's Homestead Conference, and what an amazing weekend. I mean, not only I hardly even got to see any of the talks, but just the fellowship that happens at these types of conferences, especially like this women's event. It gives a chance for women all over the country to be able to come together to share ideas. I mean, yeah, we're there, we're learning homestead stuff, but we're not there learning like the brass tacks of homesteading. We're there being inspired, uplifted, communities built, where then we can turn around and, disperse back out over the country and share that in our communities. We are feeding our families, we're feeding our communities, we're with nutritious, whole, pure foods. We are uplifting our communities through spirit. I mean, it is just the things I'm seeing. But what really stood out for me is there was actually a gal there who, I'm not going to go into like all the details of what she was there for, but she was kind of learning about homestead women in, the modern homestead movement for the first time. Like, she knows that homesteading is a thing. She knows what modern homesteading is, but she was learning about the actual women behind it. So, I don't want to like say that she had a warped perception of who we are. I just, there's this stigma that, we're all just out there like raising our chickens and making our sourdough bread. And yeah, that's a huge part of what we're doing, and it's a really powerful part. Like, when you take those first steps to say, like, I'm going to opt out of one of these systems, which, I mean, it's kind of even silly. Like, I went to a museum this weekend and I ran into a lady and she's like, oh, I wish I was a homesteader, but I only have a chicken and or I only have some chickens. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you're a homeschool mom, you have chickens, you're talking about how like you're doing all this stuff in your home for your family. Like, just that taking that step of opting out of some system is what homesteading is all about. And it's what the modern homestead movement is all about. And it's what these women who go to this event are learning to inspire each other and then go back and inspire their communities on. So, I mean, it's just such an amazing thing. But like I was saying, is we aren't just all sitting at home, like raising our two or three chickens and making our sourdough. Like, we are a powerful force. And because homesteading is all about the home, and originally what that kind of homestead movement or what original homesteading was the women making the farms sustainable. So that is the women, a lot of times handling all the home animals, like, so, not like, not that women haven't helped in cattle ranching and everything else, because hey, I've been a woman helping in cattle ranching. But it. These women, they were handling the milk cow, they were doing the chickens, they were doing the butchering, they were doing the gardens, they were making clothes for the family, and they were earning extra money for the family through some of these home projects and stuff. So as we kind of go back into this modern homestead movement, these women are providing for their families in the same ways. They're handling the animals, they're handling the gardens, they're cooking the food, they're handling the kids, they're bringing incomes in for their families. And it may not look the same as it did, 200 years ago. It's not just selling our eggs for a little extra money, which we do that too. But some of these women, even myself, are running huge businesses out of their homes while they're, because I mean, we're in a society where we have to have two incomes to be comfortable. And these women are, so many of them are CEOs of their companies and doing just amazing, amazing things, while also raising and homeschooling their kids and handling all the food and growing the food and being part of local food systems and researching and writing books and making crafts. And I mean, not just like making crafts like, coloring. I'm talking like spinning wool from Frisian goat or sheep. I think they're sheep. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. But I mean, they're just doing these amazing, amazing things while also running the families. And so many of us have amazing spouses that are, some of our spouses are home with us. I'm lucky enough that, I mean, I say lucky, and then I followed up with my husband's disabled, but he's a disabled vet. He was blown up 3 times in Iraq. So he has injuries and, long-term injuries that make it where he can't be at a regular full-time job, but he can be home with our family and helping on our farm and providing for our family in that way, which is just as beautiful and just as amazing. And some of these other, men are working their butts off, whether it be on the homestead or out on, off farm jobs, so that their wives can be home again with their kids in a way that mothers haven't been able to do in generations. And so, I mean, it's just, anyways, back to what I was saying though, is there was this woman there that was learning how powerful homestead women are for like the first time. And she was interviewing all these women, and she was so excited and so blown away that like I kind of stopped what I was doing. Like I was running my booth, and I have my science books, and a lot of women there are already using my science curriculum, but they were really excited for the new survival course. So I had a lot going on. I was, teaching about my new programs and talking about what I'm doing in the future. But I kind of like stepped away for a minute and let my daughter run the booth, another amazing woman coming up. And walked around with this other woman and listened to the interview she was doing. And I was like re-blown away by the women that I call like my friends and my sisters and this community that I so strongly see myself a part of. And then seeing what another woman learning about how powerful we all are for the first time was moving for me. I mean, even, like my own story, how, I saved my husband from, his digestive disease. And he tells everybody, like, thank God for good food and stubborn wives. That's my favorite like line. And of course I messed it up, but yeah, he tells everybody, thank God for good food and stubborn wives. But anyways, and then how, we're a blended family where, my husband's a widower and we started our homestead, and I wrote these books. And I mean, I'm not trying to downplay what I did nor brag on what I did, just to hear it from someone else's perspective. She was so blown away. And I was like, she's like, I feel like I should applaud you. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I thought like maybe she was being silly, And then, but when I walked around with her and listened to how these other women's stories were so powerful, I mean, there was a woman there that was, I don't even, like I said, it's so terrible. I'm so tired, but She was a medic in the military, and she won like the something, the 100 soldier, 500 soldier award or something like that, which is, I think she said she was the first woman to ever do that. And she's here at this homestead event, just beautiful in her sundress, and you don't see like hardcore soldier. You see a, from another person's perspective, possibly like a mousy housewife, and then she's just this powerhouse. Another girl there is telling us about how she helped her friend like home birth her baby in their kitchen while they were waiting for her husband to get home. And that how when she home birthed her baby, her and her husband planned it like a date night. And at the end of the night, she had a baby. I mean, so amazing and so beautiful. And it was, we're having this story, and all the women in the group start talking about how they had their home births, and it got back to me where I had a C-section with all of my children, but I had to with my first ones because my daughter was full Frankenbreech, and I was pregnant with twins, and she was baby A and almost 8 pounds. So, a C-section was the safest for us, but I kind of took that moment and said, but it wasn't, scary or bad. It was a beautiful moment for me and my husband where we knew what was going to happen. We went in, to the OR, and I could just sit there, and like my husband held my hand and told me how proud he was of me while we had the C-section done. And the woman who was interviewing us, she hasn't had children yet, and she's hoping to have children soon. And she was just like, I needed to hear that too. That even though it didn't, maybe not go the way you planned, or even if it was the way you planned, that it can be a beautiful moment as well. She interviewed my good friend Sophia Ng, who's been on my podcast. I was on hers. Hers is her and her husband have Call to Farms. Her husband's a veteran like my husband. And she wrote The Nourishing Asian Kitchen, which is a cookbook all on cooking Asian food following the Weston A. Price concept, which, no one else is doing that. I mean, Weston A. Price, that foundation on and what they're doing is groundbreaking in teaching people about nourishing foods. And Sophia took it one step further and did it based on the Asian foods that her Vietnamese family has always eaten. And she was tired of all the MSG and stuff in the foods that they were eating. I watched her interview my friend Rachel Hester. I've had her on the podcast as well. I have her book sitting here somewhere, but it's the Homestead Sheep Dairy. She's bringing back sheep dairying with endangered heritage sheep. I mean, and she's the one who like spins her own wool. I mean, like, oh my gosh. I mean, and the list just goes on. Like, I could stay here forever and list all these amazing women. And if you're someone who's listening to this podcast, then I didn't, talk about you. It's I just, like I said, I'm so tired. But and those were the only interviews I watched. But I know that there were so many others, and this woman was so that was doing these interviews was just like out of her mind excited that, she thought she was, kind of going to like this, like just kind of, ladies' dinner. Like we say, like, maybe like the farm wife like type banquet or something. And these women are the powerhouses. Like it was just, I don't know, it was such an amazing revelation. I mean, I have loved and looked up to these women for years, and on the same note, they've probably felt similarly about me. And to just kind of like all of us together be able to share and laugh and just have such an amazing time. It was just a beautiful thing. And so, if you ever get a chance to go to one of these events, take the opportunity. This wasn't just about the influencers and the creators. I mean, the women in the audience, they were just as amazing. Like, I mean, some of these women that I talked about being interviewed, they weren't there as vendors or speakers. They were there for community. And it was special. So, I really wanted to keep this short and sweet because I've been up for so many hours. So that's really all I have for you guys today. I am getting ready to head back out on the road to South Dakota for a homeschool conference. So if that's something that you're going to be at, I really hope that you come and see me. And go check out some of these podcasts that I mentioned today. And again, if you are interested in catching a spot to advertise on the podcast, go ahead and head to thehomesteadeducation.com/podcast-sponsor, or like I said, take a look in the show notes. And I will be back next week with some really fun interviews. So thank you, everybody, and I hope you keep growing. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, please head over to your favorite podcast player and leave a comment and review. This helps me to know what you're enjoying and helps others find an episode that can help them. Thank you for joining me today at The Homestead Education, and I hope that I have given you something to think about this week. To help others find me, please comment and leave a review on your favorite podcast player. You can also follow me on Facebook at The Homestead Education and Instagram at Homestead_Education. Do you have questions that you would like answered or just want to say hi? Please email me at hello@thehomesteadeducation.com. Until next time, keep growing!